Hi, I'm Mackenzie.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Sloan.
And we will be doing sugar versus cigarettes. So Sloan's going to be doing
sugar.
Sophia's going to be doing
cigarettes.
And I'm going to be doing the numbers and the charts.
Yeah, like which is different, which is worse, are they the same? Like, you never know, so.
So we'll see you right next.
Hi, I'm Sloan, and I will be discussing sugar. Sugar is composed of a compound called carbohydrates, which are composed of 12 carbon atoms, 22 hydrogen atoms, and 12 oxygen atoms. Carbohydrates are found in fruits, dairy, grains, and desserts. When you eat carbohydrates, the cells in your body convert the sugar into energy. You depend on it to be active, which is why people use the ketogenic diet to lose weight. Once they are consumed, your body releases hormones of happiness called dopamine into receiving cells, which is similar to the effects of nicotine and cocaine. With proper exercise, sugar in moderation is good for your body. But with too much sugar, your body is working twice as hard to turn it into energy. Your body can become resistant to sugar-controlling hormone called insulin and can lead to obesity, type 2 diabetes, or insulin sensitivity, liver issues, heart issues, and much, much more, including cavities and rapid aging. In fact, drinking a 12-ounce can of Coke could be equal to half a pack of cigarettes and 12 tablespoons of sugar. So next time, you might want to think hard before you drink that Coke. Next, Sophia will discuss the dangers of cigarettes.
Cigarettes. They pollute the air, give you cancer, and more horrible things, including death. Every year, cigarettes kill nearly 6 million people worldwide. Oh, that's gruesome. I know. But, true. It's a bad habit to smoke, anyway, because how do I know this? Most of my family smokes constantly, except for my mom. Yay. I'm not saying they don't have a right to smoke, but, I mean, I have a right to not inhale secondhand smoke and die. Cigarettes can have horrible side effects, like cancer, heart attacks, death, etc. So, therefore, quit the habit of smoking if you don't want to have cancer, or even die. Because nobody wants that to happen at a young age. Now we're going to see how bad cigarettes are compared to sugar with Mackenzie. Bye.
Hi. I'm Mackenzie. Cigarettes are horrible. Sugar is really bad for you. Sugar prices. Let's get into some numbers. Let's see. Cigarette packs. In Australia, they're 16.78 pounds. In New Zealand, they're 14.81 pounds. In Ireland, 11.50 pounds. Norway, 11.40 pounds. UK, 10.59 pounds. Canada, 8.56 pounds. Israel, 8.19 pounds. France, 7.30 pounds. Germany, 6.30 pounds. US, $6. Denmark, 590 pounds. $5.90 for Denmark. South Africa, 3.46 pounds. Ukraine, 91 cents for a pound. 91 cents pound. I think it's 0.91. But cigarette prices are highest in Australia. There are 16.78 pounds. Prices of packs of cigarettes are horrible.
And download a new media campaign comparing sugary drinks to cigarettes.
Sorry about the buffering.
Health officials in New York City releasing a new PSA. Take a look.
Which one of these is okay to give my kids? This one has a warning from the Surgeon General. This one has over 15 teaspoons of sugar and can lead to tooth loss, increased risk of heart disease, and conditions that can lead to cancer.
New York City Health.
Okay, now joining us to talk about the concerns is ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jen Ashton.
Thank you, Jen Ashton. You also happen
to have a degree in nutrition, so you know all about this kind of stuff. Is this overhyped or is it this real?
I think it's real, and I think we will start to see it in other states all over the country. If you talk about the two and you compare them head to head, cancer associated with both, excess weight, which leads to diabetes, which leads to heart disease. Also, you see heart disease with cigarettes, both bad for dental health and well-being. So again, we're talking about added excess sugar. It is a major problem in our society and in our diet.
When you put it like that, it sounds so much worse. So exactly how much sugar are we getting?
Okay, let's go through some numbers. First of all, the World Health Organization recommends no more than 25 grams a day for kids and women. If you're a man, that's 37 grams a day. That's about 7 teaspoons of sugar. When you talk about the amount of sugar in one 20-ounce sugary beverage, like a soda, this is what it looks like, Eva. It's 15 teaspoons. That's more than twice what you should be getting in an entire day. And it's not just soda. It's juices, sports drinks, all kinds of stuff.
When you pour the sugar out, it makes it much more dramatic.
Pretty big impact.
So what do you do to cut down? Is there something you can do to substitute?
This is my tip for parents and for their kids. Number one, do not put these drinks in sippy cups or bottles for babies and toddlers. They should be drinking water and milk. Read the labels.
Get sweet taste from fruit. Lead by example. Walk the walk and talk the talk. That's a PSA from ABC News. So let's look. 65 million. Total population of US, 65 million and 54 million. I'm so surprised. Thank you for being here, McKinsey, Sloan, and Sophia. Have a good day. Let's have a good one.